Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. How are you this morning? I hope you are doing well, and I just want to welcome you to Only Believe right here at Kenton, Ohio. Amen. Now, we are thankful this morning because we get to celebrate Jesus, and we're also thankful today that we are celebrating Mother's Day. Amen. And so we just want to be thankful, and we just want the Lord to just be amongst us this morning. You know, the Bible says that where two or three gather in his name, there he is in the midst. Amen. And as we gather today, let the presence of the Lord come right into your atmosphere where you are, because he has something for you today. Amen. God wants to touch you in a deep way. And what we have to do is open our hearts and be willing to receive and give God your worship today. Worship him and concentrate on him today, and we will see him impact us in a great way. Amen.
Excuse me for a minute, but I've got a song to sing. Might not be okay, but it's from my heart. And no one else can tell what the Lord has done for me. It's my take on tape, I better start right now, and it might get loud. Might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. Might get loud. It might get loud. Heaven's coming down, down, down. It might get loud. Might get loud. It might come down, down, down. It might get loud. I'll just climb to be a shout of God.
world you're about to move. I feel it in the wind you're about to ride in. You said that you would pour your spirit out. You said that you would fall on sons and daughters.
Oh! Because we know he's perfect. And when we get to the part where he says that, and I'm loved by you, receive what he's given you. He loves you. You are worthy of his love. Amen? It is who you are. He created you. And some people need to hear the Father sing over them. That it's who I am, and he's singing with you. It's who you are, baby. I created you. It's who you are. I love you. Amen.
To I am, to I am, to I am, good Father. All my have been faithful to you. Now it's time for you to be faithful to me. Go tell them about me. Go tell them about me and what I've done for you in your life and what I've saved you from. There's a lost and dying world out there. Go tell them about me.
So that's what I see when it says your goodness is running after me. Now it's your job to surrender everything to Him. The good Father this morning, He's brought you through things that nobody knows about. He's brought you things that everybody knows about. But whatever's inside His goodness, He's been good to you, and you need to share it. And you can't outrun His goodness.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. My life laid down. I surrender now. I give you everything.
Your goodness.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out.
One more time. Your goodness.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. With my life laid down, I'm surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. I'll see. And all
mothers in here, raise your hand. Okay. You see somebody raise their hand and yours isn't, you go lay your hands on that mother. We're going to pray for them. Amen? We're going to pray. Go, quit being shy. We're family, this family. Now, if the woman says, don't touch me, don't touch her, but point your hand towards her. Amen? But lay your hands on somebody to pray for them this morning. And we're going to have Pastor pray over all of the mothers. And then you pray too with what's in your heart. Amen?
Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray right now your blessing over every mother, every person, Father. Lord, I just declare your goodness, Father, that you have anointed these mothers to have these children, Father. And you've anointed them, God, with wisdom from above, God, to reach into every area that's needed, Father. Lord, you're just going to give them help every day. You're going to bless them. You're going to keep them. You're going to strengthen them for their call and purpose, God. And Father, I just declare your goodness over every mother this morning in Jesus' name.
Amen. Don't rush. Every woman in here that their mother's not with them, raise your hand. Somebody grab them. Somebody put your hand on them. Amen. Especially those that have the first Mother's Day without your mother. Amen. So, Father God, we just pray for all of these women who don't have their mother here. But, Lord, thank you for giving us our mothers. Thank you that we had them in our lives. Thank you that we got to be part of them. Father, we're so grateful that you lined us and gave us to the perfect woman, and that she was hand chosen by you for us. And Lord, we just ask that you give each one of these women a special piece today that their mothers would want them to have, and the joy of having that mother. Lord God, we just take the enemy and tell him to go, and that there is no sorrow today, but the joy of the memories that we have and the gratefulness that we feel that we got to be their children. And Lord, we thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now we want to sing a blessing over you.
before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, and you're coming and you're growing, and you're weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you. He is for you, he is for you, he is for you, he is for you.
He called that I see, called that about it. He thought that I see, he thought that I see. He thought that I see, called that about Shian that I call. He thought that about Shian Kandria, so called that about Baba Koso. He shun that I could that I so called that I about Shay. He let out a caution and about Shaki and Dada. He thought about, he thought about, he thought about Baba. You are my children. You are my children. I have formed you. I have created you. I thought about you before you were ever entered into this world. I made a place for you, a way for you. I sent my son for you. You are mine. And I love you with a love that you'll never know. I give everything for you. You need to understand that you're worthy of my love because I've created you. Me, your father, created you. I don't make anything bad. I love you with a love, with a father's heart. I want good for you. I want to see you prosper. I want to see you be in health.
I want to see you overcome. I want to see you run this race with all power and authority. I want to see you victorious in every area of your life. I have put the ability in you. Jesus sits at my right hand, and he intercedes for you. Why? Because our love for you is so big that every second of what you think is a day, we are thinking about you. We are consumed with you. We are singing over you. We are moving and dispatching on your behalf. You are our loves. We love you. It's time for you to quit allowing an enemy to make you doubt who I am and how much I love you, and make you doubt yourself. I'm coming back. I'm coming back for you. Be ready. And know that this coming back is because I love you so much. I'm coming back for you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus, yours.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Our God is so good. Amen. And he's so loving towards us that he just wants you to know how much he loves you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
You beautiful people. I don't even think you know how.
Amen.
Like, we're so stuck on so many stupid stuff that we don't realize the value of the person next to us either, let alone the value inside of us.
Amen.
And I look at you all, and I just think, God, how amazing you are.
Amen.
How amazing you are. How intricate he is. I think that was a word from yesterday's Bible study. Intricate he is.
Amen.
To create each and every single one of us the way he has.
Yep. Amen.
Now, you might see people that resemble each other, and twins, I guess, would look exactly like each other. But we're all uniquely made. I mean, if any of you have ever been around a set of twins, which I know you apart, so don't worry. I got you. We have twins over here. You know them. If you've spent time with them, right? You know them.
Amen.
Because although they may look alike, there are differences in personalities.
Amen. Amen.
Right?
Amen.
That's how intricate God is.
Yep. Amen. No DNA is ever duplicated, even within twins. Amen.
Amen.
There's distinguishing Amen. Factors.
I was up last night, and I was just thinking and praying and just meditating on his word, and I'm telling you that God's wanting his people to understand who you are in him.
Yeah.
He's tired of allowing another's voice to be bigger than his.
Amen.
When it comes to who you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
In his image. And how can you see somebody else that way if you won't see yourself that way?
Amen.
It's time we look in the mirror and quit criticizing the wrinkles, or our hair isn't like we want it.
Amen.
Or we're not at the weight we want. I kicked myself there. But let's say, thank you, God, that you created me.
Amen.
I am fearfully and wonderfully made in your image.
Amen.
You designed me. You created me just to look just like you. You know, the word says that he formed man out of the dirt in his image. In his likeness. So we know God stands with
Amen.
Two arms, two legs, a body, a head. Amen? Like, we know this is what he... We don't know exactly how he looks, but we know that We look like him. You don't look like us. We look like him. Created you. You. What, 7 billion choices?
Yeah.
7 billion choices. When you were conceived.
7 million.
7 million. Oh, billion. I was putting out there. 7 million. Sorry, I don't want to get wrong info. But seven, it don't matter. Million, billion, isn't it the same?
Million, yeah.
And you, yes, it is, because you were the one chosen. It's Mother's Day. He's got to be nice to me. But just think about that. Anybody could be sitting in your seat out of 7 million people. Amen? And it's you. Why is it you? And why in this time frame? Because you're God's best. You are what this world needs at this time. There's no mistake. God don't make mistakes. You're not a mistake. You're wonderfully and fearfully made in his image. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the
Amen.
Lord.
Amen. Well, speaking of all that, we had a great women's meet and breakfast study yesterday morning. We had an amazing time. Marie brought a good message to it. Women, the interaction and the feedback that y'all gave, it was just amazing. The food was good. It was just a great time. Too bad, men, you couldn't have been there. So God definitely was moving for us, correct? Amen. It was good. And so there are sign-ups in the back. There are sign-ups for the women's breakfast. If you would like some, because I've had so many people come and ask me, can I help you with food? Can I help you with food? If you would like to help with food, and it's not going to be in every month, you're not going to be the one doing it every month. If you would like to help with food, you can sign up out there and let us know, and then we'll be contacting you and let you know, who's making food. That, for that Bible study, y'all, whoever the people are that are making it, can get together and decide what you want to make. You know, this is a, and I think we have more people in here. So I want to reiterate that this is a time for us to come together, fellowship with one another, share the word, share our histories, share our testimonies, share the goodness of God with one another. Yeah. But I will never force anybody to one talk or to do a Bible study. Okay. Only the people that have told me, and I won't even presume you want to do it. I feel like I know in my head who's to do it, but I won't put your name down. That's not my place. You have to come tell me that you want to do lead a Bible study for one of these, and then I'll put your name down, okay? I'm not going to force anybody. I don't think that God would do that to us, and I wouldn't do it to you. Amen?
Amen.
And then we have a sign-up sheet because on June 25th at 10 a.m. here, we're going to do another painting day, women, so that'll be fun. Amen. Amen. I think I've already seen people are signing to do 2 and 3 signs. Like, that's amazing. There's a sign up out there or on OBMCC Women's Facebook page. If you are not on our Facebook page for the women, come see me or somebody around you, and we will send you an invite to get on it. I just found out some people didn't know about it yesterday. And so we'll get you on that page. And so you can say you're going there and sign up. But there's also, Marie also put pictures of what you can do and what you can pick out there. So that's going to be a fun day. We've really had a great time the last time we did this. Except for I can barely get one done. I ain't trying to do 2 and 3. See, these crafty people, they're awesome.
They are.
They are. Okay, and then we have May 21st, right after service. We're going to have a VBS meeting for anybody that would like to help with Vacation Bible School that is happening July 24th. I said I was going to say 21st, but I think I stuck on May 21st, you know. So July 24th is when Vacation Bible School study starts, and we will have some stuff that we put up as well. So Amen. We're excited about that. So May 21st, right after service meeting. And then as you see, the pump poster is up out there, and I have got to get it out on our Facebook page as well. There's a QR code that you use your phone. If you don't know how to do it, don't come get me. Go get him. Or go get Liz or Isaiah. Get one of the kids. They know how to do all this stuff, right? Amen.
That's funny. I'd be one of those guys that have to go get help, that's for sure. Because I don't know anything about doing that kind of stuff. Okay, I guess the first thing I get to do is let the children go so Pastor Jared can take that crew out of here. Praise God. And they're going to have a good day today. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then the second thing I get to do is we're going to talk about tithe and offering just for a minute. And we're going to look at a real popular, well-known scripture. It's in Malachi chapter 3. And it says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for you shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. I want you to know that God gave us a tithing covenant because he does not want us to be bound by the laws of this land. And what I mean by that is that the Lord gave you the tithing covenant so that you could reach beyond the power of Satan right into heaven, because he's the prince of the air and the ruler of this world. But God has given us a tithing covenant so that he can have that position over the devourer. And he says he will rebuke the devourer on your behalf, and he will open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings. And so we want to make sure that we are in line with God and that we are tithing and giving offerings so that he can be a part of blessing our lives and opening up those windows for us. Amen? And I tell you what, the Lord is with us and he loves you, and he loves to rebuke the devourer on your behalf. He loves to tell Satan no when Satan's trying to come and interrupt. He loves to tell Satan no when Satan's trying to destroy things in your life and cause you financial problems and all kinds of things. The Lord loves to intervene on our behalf. And one way he's able to do that is because of the tithing and the offering that you bring forth in the name of the Lord, okay? So this morning, we're going to, you know, I go through these seasons where I'll be praying for you about just that the Lord would rebuke just financial difficulty and debt, that he canceled debt for you. I pray that God would give you promotions. I pray that God would bring finances from places you did not even know to help you out. And I just believe that these are things that we can pray about and ask and receive because of God's goodness. Amen. So let's just pray today and bring forth our tithes and offerings. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning, God, as people bring forth their tithes and their offerings, Father, I thank you that you are the one that receives what they do, God. It was Jesus who was looking over the treasury as people brought up their offerings. It was him who noted and him who recorded, and it was him who brought blessing forward, Father. Now, Lord, I know that you're blessing your people, God, that you're rebuking the devourer on their behalf, God, that, Lord, you're opening up the windows of heaven and bringing them favor, and you're just putting them in positions, God, where they can receive your goodness. And, Lord, I just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. May 22nd is going to be VBS.
I didn't mess up the date this time. I usually do, so the one time I don't, I'll have to do that. That's probably, yeah, May 22nd.
So May 22nd, right after service, huh? Okay. Yeah. Thank you, babe. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I tell you, this morning, we're going to veer off just a little bit, not too far, but this is going to be a month that I'm going to continue to talk about the lost and getting the lost saved, because I'm going to continue to remind us just how important people are. And last week, we talked about how the angels in heaven, they celebrate when one person gets saved. So on your salvation date, the day that you said, Lord, I want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the angels in heaven have a celebration over you. And sometimes we need to know this stuff because it changes the understanding of our value to the kingdom and our value to God in general. And I always want us to know our value. And today, we're going to talk just a little bit about mothers and Mother's Day, because we all need mothers to know their value and to know just how critical they are to the kingdom of God. So we're just going to look at some things here, and I'm going to start in the book of Genesis. And I'm going to go right to Genesis chapter 1. And it says in verse 27, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And I just want to talk on this for just a moment, because here's what's so powerful. Oh, I almost forgot something. Because I think right after that, yep, he says, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the face of the earth. And it's amazing to me, because God has been so, so faithful to us. Amen. That after all of these years, you know what? We still have dominion on the face of the earth. Amen? And it's kind of interesting, because when you travel to other countries, it's even more of an eye-opener, because they got all these big beasts, and sure, things happen here and there. But in general, man has dominion even out in the wilds of Africa and different places. Even with wild beasts around and everything, men still have dominion. And so I want you to know how important that is. But I also want you to know this, that two things that was clearly established was that God created man and women in the very beginning to have dominion on the earth. Amen? And in that creation, I want you to know something, that when God creates something, he also gives an assignment to what he creates. Amen? And so what we need to know this morning is that the Lord has created you, and he's given you assignments. And so I want you to know that there is, according to the Bible, in 1 John 2:20, it says that we have an unction from the Holy One who reveals to us all things. That means that we have an anointing. And when we are called into certain things, God in his supernatural ability gives us an anointing to be who we are. And so when God assigns you to be a husband or to be a wife or to have children, to become a mother, there's an anointing and a supernatural gifting from God that assures you that you can do the job. Amen? And I want you to know something, that God wants you to be studying. He wants you to be using his word for your life, because in the word of God are the secrets that are revealed to us so that we can be the fathers and the mothers and the parents that we're supposed to be. And on Mother's Day, I just think it's critical for us to know how precious moms are and how precious mothers are and how God ordained it from the foundation of the earth for you to be who you are. I want to remind every one of us that when we look in the Bible, we could study about Mary and or Elizabeth, and we could study about Hannah and different ladies in the Bible. And when we study their stories, we see that each of them have unique situations where they experience God. They have an experience in their relationship with God dealing directly with their children. And they receive dreams, and they receive direction from God on how to handle their children. And I want you to know that every mother can be accounted for the fact that God will help you in this area. I think it's interesting because, you know, if you go through, you get highlights and you get things that the Lord says in the Bible, like Proverbs 22:6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's older, he will not depart. And what's so amazing about that is that you read how the Bible gives you these guidelines but he doesn't give you a lot of details on things because why? Every child is different. And every person is an individual. And when God gives a mother a baby, he uniquely gives that baby a sign to that mother who he knows has all the ability to take care of that child. And so if you have a baby today, I want you to start gaining the confidence that you are chosen by God to help you with that child. And you know what? I want to make sure that this isn't just the biological thing either, because sometimes children can be adopted or taken into foster care. And those parents that are given those children, they're given a supernatural assignment from God on how to be mom and how to be that person that that baby can lean into. Amen? Woo! Boy, that'll make you shout for a minute. I want you to know something, that a mom is a mom. And that's why I don't like to say, not that there's anything wrong with it, because we use these terms like stepmothers and foster mother and all that kind of stuff. But the truth is, when God gives you a child, he gives you the anointing of a mother to be able to take care of that child. Amen? And he gives you the anointing as a mother to be able to handle what issues are going to come through that child's life that you can deal with. And I just want to give you some scriptures here and just read for a minute. I'm going to read in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. It says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord of our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And this is what I love. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and talk of them when you sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and thy shalt be as frontlets between thine eyes." I want you to know something, that one of the most important things that we have to do as parents is recognize the divine assignment God has given us to be people of faith in front of our children at home. I want you to know something, that one of the most divine protections that your child will ever have in making sure that they get to the next level of being saved after they leave your home is to make sure that you help them find Jesus while they're still in your home. And as you walk through this life with them, one of the most important things you can do is teach the younger people about the Lord. And as you do that, your children will take from you what is given to them, because it says if you raise them up when they are young, as they get older, they'll not depart. Now, you might have children that leave God for a while. You might have children that go this way and this way and this way, but there's a core in them that's going to draw them back to God, and eventually those children will return to the Lord. Amen? And so when we start listening and hearing these things, it's important for us to make sure that as parents, we're living the type of life that lets our children see a reflection of Jesus in our home. Amen? Uh-oh. One of the most critical things for our children from a mom is to see a reflection of Jesus in your home. Amen? And sure, we have to discipline our children and we have to do all those things, but we have to do that with a compassion and with a kindness that still allows them to see the love of God in everything that we're doing. Even when we discipline, there should be a way for us to do it where we are firm, but we still have the care and compassion of God to reflect that to our children. Amen? And it should be something that we are doing willingly, because the Bible says that it's something that we have to do. I want to make sure that we are talking about this, because one of the biggest things that the enemy did, even against Jesus, was he tempted him about his identity. Amen? And when the devil came to Jesus, he said, "If thou be the Son, if thou be, if thou be." And what I want you to know as a mother today is that there is no doubt that you have children in your life because God ordained you and trusted you with those children. And you have in you what it takes to help those children be raised up and to become what God wants them to be. And I want you to know that when we're sitting here, we need to understand that one of the biggest things the devil does is he tries to steal our identities from us so that we don't walk in what we're supposed to walk in. He'll try to tell us we're not valuable. He'll try to tell us because of the mistakes we've done in life. He'll try to tell us because of, you know, some reason that we're not able to do that. Remember, Jesus would be on the earth and people would say, well, aren't you just Joseph the carpenter's son? Aren't you just this? Aren't you just that? And Jesus had to remind himself on a constant basis, no, I am the Son of God. And I want you to know that you need to remind yourself who you are in the Lord. And this is for the mothers today, but it's for all of us. We're going to have to make sure that we align more with our God-given identity than we align with any other identity that tries to be spoken to us. Amen? We need to align more with our God-given identity than any other identity that tries to be spoken to us. And I want us to know that the Lord will help us in every endeavor and every one of these situations to be what we're supposed to be. Now I'm going to go to a scripture here. One more scripture before I get to where we're headed here. In Ephesians. Oh, now most of them are out in class. But I still have to go over this. In Ephesians chapter 1, chapter 6, it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. See, just this scripture speaks to us as parents and especially as mothers today. It speaks to you that you are a divine implant into your children's life. And just your relationship with your children can be such a blessing to them that it can help them lead the long life. Yes. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment, with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. See, you might not know it, but you are a supernatural assignment given to your children. You are a supernatural assignment given to your child. That's why you work on your relationship so much, because as your child blesses you and honors you and listens to you, it will add years to their life. They can become blessed and live long life. Amen. And so as you learn how to navigate with your children, you're adding blessing to their life because you were established in their life to be a blessing to them. And again, this is for all parents. I want you to know something, that you are established in the life of your children so that you can be a blessing to them. You know, you can come into a child's life at any time and make a change for the good. And certainly when you have children given to you from the womb in their years that you're raising, you need to know how important your prayers are. You need to know how important you are as an individual. You are a blessing assigned to your child to be one of the lifelines that your child has as a guarantee to not just reach God, but a guarantee that their life can be blessed. Amen. Amen? And so we need to make sure that we walk in these things, we understand these things, and we know this, that the Lord is with us and that the Lord wants us to be right there with our children, knowing that you are an assignment to your child. And you're a place of safety for your child. If your child can honor his mother and father, then that child can walk under a blessing that otherwise would not exist for that child. Amen? And it can walk under protection that would not exist without that mother-father relationship. So we need to make sure that we are protecting our relationships with our children. And yes, we need to discipline for sure, but we also need to know how to walk in love and how to walk in a kindness that allows them to not be offended and not be hurt by us as parents, but to be encouraged, to be loved, and to be brought into who we are and the maturity of who they are as children. Amen? Now I'm going to get out here and get into this scripture that we all know so well. But I think it's fitting for today. And that's going to be in Proverbs chapter 31. And in Proverbs chapter 31, verse 25, it says, "Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come." You know, strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in the time to come. You know, sometimes as a mother, there's times where you have to show a certain amount of strength, and you have to show certain things, and you're working hard, and you're trying to keep the house, and you're trying to raise your children right, and you're doing all this kind of stuff. But if you'll walk in the strength and honor that God gives you, eventually, in the time to come, you will see the blessing of what you went through and what you came through. And you will begin to rejoice in that as you get to experience your children growing and seeing them moving with the Lord. It says, "She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness." Women are filled with wisdom. Amen. Today, mothers, well, I can't deny what the Bible says. Mothers are filled with wisdom. And it says here, though, that in her tongue is the law of kindness. Again, remember that even though you have to reprimand and even though you have to spank sometimes and give timeouts and whatever you do to punish, you have to remember that there's a kindness that should be in you and with you so that when you're presenting your case, it's received properly. Amen? It says that she looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. Wow, we know that women, that mothers, have a lot of hard work out in front of them on a day-to-day basis. They have to work hard, but this is a part of the blessing of their household. This is a part of what they do. They're anointed to be able to work and handle the different multiple responsibilities that come with motherhood. One of the biggest things the enemy will try to do to young mothers is try to convince you that you can't handle what you got going on. One of the biggest things he tries to do is bring stress to a mother and make her feel like she can't handle what she's been assigned to. And he'll try to confuse you and stress you out and make you think that you're not handling this or that you're not good at it or that you're not right for it. But let me tell you something. Every household has dirty diapers. My goodness. Every household gets to the point where it's not clean and you got all this stuff sitting all over because kiddos are kiddos. Amen? So don't give yourself too much of a hard time because you have dirty diapers or because you have something that you have to clean up, and don't ever discount yourself and let the enemy try to make you feel like you're not a good mom because the house got dirty. Amen? Amen, amen, amen. That's the other thing that I'm going to say today. Well, I better be careful there. But definitely, if you have children, grandchildren are a blessing to come. Amen? Listen to this. "Her children arise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her." Listen to me. Your children might not call you that every time you have to deal with them and straighten them out on something. But overall, you know your children will call you blessed when you are doing what you should do as a godly mother and raising them in the admonition of the Lord. When you do what you need to do, both discipline, love, care for, and love on your children, then they're going to see you and call you blessed, and they're going to see you as mom, and they're going to love you. Now, many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. And here is the biggest thing that a mother can do today. Amen? A mother can fear the Lord. Yes. And when you walk in the fear of the Lord, then guess what? You're going to walk under the anointing as a mom. You're going to walk under the anointing as a wife. You're going to walk under the anointing in your workplace or whatever you choose to do in life. When you fear the Lord will cause you to know what to do with your kids and know what to do with your house and to know what to do with your family. Amen? And the Lord will be with you in all of these things, and he will help you do exactly what you're supposed to do. It says, give her the fruits of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates. I want you to know this morning that the works of your hands will be seen. And that's not just physical works as in what you do. The works of your hand are in the loving kindness that you can touch people with. You know, one of the most important touches that your child is ever going to have is the physical touch of a mother and father. Amen? And when that physical touch of kindness, not just the disciplinary touch, but that physical touch of kindness, that physical touch of comfort comes upon that child, I'm telling you that you again will see the fruits of the works of your hands in the years to come. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. This morning, I just want you to know that our God is a good God. Amen? Amen? And I want us to know that when it comes to mothers, you have an incredibly difficult job. You really do. Because it's one of the most important jobs that's ever been assigned. You know, when it comes to mothers and fathers, and of course we'll teach on this on Father's Day as well. But when it comes to mothers and fathers, the Bible says that your children are like arrows that you're shooting in a certain direction. And you get to be the biggest part. See, God has protected you. Sometimes we're so worried about our children getting out in the world that we forget that the most important thing is, what am I doing with my child today? What am I doing in my training of them? What am I doing in how I love them? See, if we just concentrate on that, then the world will not be able to take your child away from what you taught your child. Amen? And so sometimes we're worried about all these big things out there that we can't control. What you need to do is control what you can control. See, you can't control the world, but you can control what's going on in your household. You can control what you teach your children. You can control how you love your children. And you can control how you give them the truth. Amen? And when you do that, and when you concentrate on those things, that is where you will win and the devil will lose. Amen? Because that's ultimately our goal, isn't it? We want the Lord to win. You know, I wanted to talk about mothers today just because in today's world, we've got to make sure that we really hold on to those things that are so biblically critical. This is just a biblical fact that a mother is irreplaceable and her identity can never be changed. Amen? And I want you to know that God made us male and female. Amen? And we males got to remember that he didn't call it very good until after he made her. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't like to bring it up. I don't like to bring it up. But I do got to remind us guys that the Lord came and said, brother, you're a mess, basically. He said, it is not good for you to be by yourself. My goodness. I don't like to bring it up, but the Lord did say, it is not good for you to be by yourself, brother. I've been watching this long enough. You need help. And so he made us a beautiful helpmeet, and thank God he did, huh? But the other side of that is immediately after he made her, he said, now you can have dominion. And now you can go forth and you can replenish the earth. So ladies, I thank you for helping us be able to have dominion today. And I thank you for helping us as ladies be able to handle children and handle all the responsibilities to go on with being a mother and a parent and just give the Lord more room. You know, if I can tell you anything today, give the Lord more room. Add more prayer. Add more of the word. Spend more time seeking him. Give God more room into what you're doing with your children and what you're doing in life. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just declare your goodness today, God. God, we just declare your glory today, Father. Lord, I thank you, God, that we don't ever want to lose the identity of mothers in this life. the true identity of a God-fearing woman who gets a child and brings that child up in the admonition of the Lord. That is the true idea of a mother. That's the ultimate idea, Father. Not just the lady trying to struggle on her own, doing something, but a woman that submits herself to God and lets you be the one that leads her and directs her and guides her, Father. And Lord, as she does that, God, she'll be blessed and you'll bring blessing upon her and upon her household and upon her children, Father. And Lord, I just thank you in Jesus' name that you help us today on Mother's Day. Amen and amen. Okay.
Holly says that a friend's granddaughter needs all the prayers she can get. She fell from a golf cart ATV yesterday and was transported to a trauma center. She had surgery last night to remove part of her skull to relieve the pressure of the brain bleeds. They said she isn't out of the woods yet.
Okay, so we have a child that had a very tragic accident, and Father, we just put this child before you right now, Father. And Lord, this accident, whether it was an ATV or a golf cart, Father, that has left this child in this very critical condition in the hospital, Lord, we thank you that you've put this child right where the doctors and people will be able to do what's needed, God. And Father, we ask for healing just to be released right now, Father. Supernatural healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Please just be released into this child to call restoration, Father, and to bring this baby out of this place of uncertainty into the security of returning to health and living a good long life, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a little hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just want to say God bless you today and thank you for being here. And I hope that you go from here and enjoy the rest of your Mother's Day. Amen?
Amen.
All right.